Praise the Lord. The devil says we lose everything. We're born again and saved, but in all reality, we gain. We gain it all. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, Micah chapter number 7, Micah chapter number 7. I'd like to say again, thank you for everything you've done for us. Appreciate Brother Jamie and his family. Just great friend of ours, and I appreciate everything they've done to take care of us and giving us an opportunity to be here in church with you good people. Micah chapter number 7, start verse number 1. Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desire the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. The great man, he uttereth this mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchmen and thy visitation cometh, now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter rises against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation, for my God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Praise the Lord. If you will, stretch your hands toward heaven. Ask the Lord to help us this morning. Heavenly Father. God, would you reach down and anoint us, Lord, that the anointing may break the yokes, the anointing may break the chains, Lord, and someone can be set free today. Father, we praise in Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate the singing this morning, how we've worshiped Him and lifted Him up, and I sure would hate to leave without giving someone that's lost or backslid an opportunity to come unto Him. It's homecoming, a day set aside where family that's moved off comes back home to be in church, and those that normally don't come on a special day. So wouldn't it be great to see someone come home in the spiritual realm this morning? We're so thankful you're here in the natural. We're so thankful you're here in the physical, but my, wouldn't we love to see you back in the spiritual. I pray you may have come in lost or backslid, but I pray when this homecoming is over, you can say, thank God, I found my way back home. Praise the Lord. I'd like to preach to us just a few minutes this morning, the Lord being our helper, on a simple thought of, for every setback, there is a comeback. For every setback, there is a comeback. Here, this message was directed to Israel and Judah. It was addressed primarily to the respective capitals, Samaria and Jerusalem. Here, he's telling how bad it's already gotten. It starts out in gloom. It starts out in darkness of how things have gotten. But before it's over with, there's hope brought back. Praise the Lord. I said there's hope brought back by God in His faithfulness and His promises to the children of God. And He begins to tell the story in that first verse. He talks about, woe is me. And He begins to talk about how good men used to be in it. There used to be so many of them that they hang in clusters like grapes would hang on a vine. That's how that you used could find good men back then. But he says, my, he said, there is no cluster there anymore, for my soul desireth the first ripe fruit. And he goes on down and says, the good man is perished out of the earth. The godly man, the merciful man, they're not many anymore. They're far and few between. Does that sound like America that we're living in? My, there used to be good men all around. Men you could trust in. Men you could depend on. Their word meant something, Brother Jamie. Their men, their word was as their vow. But we know that they're few and far between anymore, Brother Taylor. The darkness of the hour, the times of the season. He said, my, hats even got on down. For the judges are asking for bribes. And how that the rulers, they're demanding gifts. Corruption is all around. There is so much evil present. Why? Because of sin. Because sin has come in. We know that when the children of Israel, when they served God to the fullest, when they loved God, they kept His commandments, they walked with Him, they communed with Him, they obeyed Him, how that He blessed them. But they also knew that when they began to transgress, when they begin to turn back, when they begin to pick up idols, that how the curse would come. I wonder this morning, I believe a person knows that's been born again. They know as long as I serve God, God's going to bless me. But also they know that when I turn my back on Him and I walk away from Him, He's not going to bless me. I said He's not going to bless me. Hell tries to say He'll keep on blessing. He'll keep on providing. But that's contrary to the Word of God. When you're in the will of God, God will keep His promises. Anybody details just how bad it really is? And I thought, my, how that the children of Israel so many times they went away from God. How many times they had a setback. I wrote the definition of a setback down. It says an unanticipated or sudden check in progress. A change from better to worse. Come on now. Because of sin, they always went from better to worse. They went from the blessings to the cursings. Oh my, I feel like I'm preaching to somebody here this morning. You've known the blessings of God. You've known the glory of God. You've known the better life. Come on, help me just a minute. I said you've known the goodness of God. You felt the love of God. You felt the peace of God. But you've had a setback. You went from better to worse. You may say, preacher, I'm doing good right now. But if you'd be honest, you'd have to say, preacher, I know if I die, I'm going to hell. Hey, I may put on a good outward show, but on the inside, I'm lost. I said I'm lost. I'm in trouble. My, the way of a transgressor is hard. Come on now. I said the way of a transgressor is hard. Yeah, you may put on a facade. You may put on a good front. Everything's going good. Everything's going well. I'd like to ask you this morning, why you, when you lay your head down at night, why do you worry if you don't wake up where you're going to spend eternity at? I said, why do you wonder where you're going to spend eternity at? You know that you went from better. Hey, it may have got rough at times. It isn't just a cakewalk living right. It ain't a bed of roses living right all the time. But we have hardships. We have heartaches. We have things come our way, but we got to fight on. Oh, we got to press on through. But I tell you, it's much better than living in the world. I said it's much better than living in the world, because we got a God that'll go with us. We got a God that'll go before us and prepare the way. But Israel's in a setback. They're in a place where they went from better to worse. Hallelujah. I wonder this morning just how bad it's got around your house. Just how bad it's got in your life. Just how bad things has really turned. Oh yeah, there's pleasure in sin, but only for a season. I said there's pleasure in sin, but only for a season. My, that pleasure's going to run out. I said that pleasure's going to run out. And you're going to be found wed in the, you're going to be found weighed in the balance and pound wanting. I want to tell us this morning, we know that we can see that the time is near of the coming of the Son of God. It could be at any moment. It could be at any hour. And why would we play around? Why would we jeopardize being lost and going to hell when we got a Savior? I said, when we got a Savior that loves you and I enough, that if you've had a setback, that if you went back away from Him, He's not pushing you further. He's not running you on down, but He's opening His arms and saying, just come on back. I'll forgive you. He tells just how bad it's gotten. Son dishonored the father. Daughter against the mother. Mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law. Just how bad it is. But then he says, Micah says, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Come on now. I believe you know within your heart this morning that if you just call on Him, He'll hear you again this morning. I said He'll hear you again this morning. You ain't got to go further down in your sin. You ain't got to go further down in your problems. You ain't got to keep going down in a spiral. But my God, you can turn around this morning. I said you can turn around this morning and start heading back to Christ. I said you can head back to Christ this morning. We've got to get ourselves out of the way and say, my God, I don't want to go to hell. I said I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. Micah's telling what's happened. But then he says, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. In other words, in the name of the church, rejoice not against me. O my enemies, you Chaldeans, Edomites. My, yeah, we've fallen. We're in our distresses. We're in our problems. But he said, hey, but we're going to get back up. Come on now. I know we're going down. I know we're in trouble. I know we're in distress. But don't start the party yet. Come on now. Don't celebrate too much, because we may be falling. But I'm a praying. I'm a hearing from God. And we're going to come back up. I said we're going to come back up. Do you know what the word come back means? It says a return from formerly enjoyed status or prosperity to return. What's he saying? Hey, don't get too happy now. Oh, we coming back. I said we coming back out of what we used to be. We coming back to the formerly enjoyed status. I like to tell somebody, you can come back to your formerly enjoyed status. Enjoyed. I said enjoyed. It ain't a burden to live right. I said it ain't a burden to live right. But there's joy in serving the Lord. I believe if you'd be honest with me, you'd say, I miss that joy. I really miss that joy that I once felt, that I once had. Can I tell you, you can come on back. That God will restore you. That God will bring you back. For every setback, there is a comeback. You come back this morning. You had something happen in your life that derailed you, that caused you to stray from the straight and narrow, that caused you to leave the house of God, that caused you to turn your back on God. Can I tell you, hell was rejoicing when you had your setback. I said, hell rejoice. Hell was celebrating when you turned around and you walked out on God. But can I tell you, heaven was weeping. I said, heaven was weeping. Heaven didn't want to see you go. Heaven didn't want to see you go away from Him. But I tell you this morning, they can be rejoicing again. Those tears of weeping, I can turn in tears of joy. Oh, when somebody comes back and be born again and restored by the power of God. We got to make up our mind. I'm tired of where I'm at. I'm tired of being in this state. I'm tired of living in failure. I'm tired of the misery I'm living in. But I'm ready to get back up. I said, I'm ready to get back up. I'm ready to crawl back up. My, I thought about Samson. How Samson was a mighty man of God. How that when the Spirit of the Lord come upon him mightily, he done great and mighty things, Brother Rodney. My, he done things that just mind boggled the folks. He done things that you couldn't fathom when the Spirit of the Lord come upon him. But we know he laid his head in Delilah's lap. We know he kept laying there. He kept laying there until he gave up what he had. Come on now. She didn't take it from him, but he gave it up. Can I tell you this morning, the devil didn't take it away from you. I said the church didn't take it away from you, but you gave it up. I said you gave it up. You turned and you walked away from it. But I tell you, you can come on back though. I said you can come on back and get it again. My, you know the story of Samson, how they took him. And they poked his eyes out. They made sport of him. They made fun of him. They humiliated him. That's just what hell wants to do with your life this morning. It wants to destroy you. It wants to humiliate you. It wants to drag you down to the pits of hell. My God, but like somebody said, you don't have to go there. You don't have to go there. My God, why don't you come out? Samson been made sport of. Samson being laughed at. Can I tell you, hell's laughing at you this morning. I said, hell's laughing at you. Because you had the best thing known to mankind. You had the Savior. But he talked you out of it. Come on now. You walked away from it. You gave it up. I'm telling you, Samson, they ridiculed him. They done him bad. But I believe Samson began to pray in that prison. But Jimmy, I believe Samson began to pray in that cell. Oh, how he longed for what he once had. I said he longed for what he once had. He longed to feel that he once felt. He wanted to feel it, but he knew he was the one that gave it up. He knew he was the one at fault. God wasn't at fault. It wasn't God's fault he was where he was at. Can I tell you, it ain't God's fault where you're at this morning. There's a lot of people like to blame God. When they backslide and get in trouble and go where they go, they like to point fingers back at God. But can I tell you, God didn't leave you, but you left God. God didn't take it away, but you give it up. I said you give it up and walked away. My God, but you can come back where you laid it down. I said you can come back, pick it up where you laid it down. We got a God that's forgiven. I said we got a God that's forgiven, that loves your soul, that's still concerned about you this morning. I could see Samson as he laid there and he prayed. I believe he prayed. I said, I believe he prayed. Brother Tate, I believe he prayed for a comeback. To enjoy, to go back to the former enjoyment. To the former status. To feel what I used to feel. To feel what I used to feel. My God, how many in hell this morning would give the world how to feel what they used to feel, how to feel what they once felt? My God, they give it up. I said they give it up. And they're in hell this morning. You're not in hell yet. I said you're not in hell yet. But you can come back and in sleep be restored. For every setback, there's a comeback. Did you know Coca-Cola, in its first year, only sold 400 bottles of Coke? What if they just give up? I don't know if it's Mr. Coke or whoever it was. What if he just said it ain't worth it? Look at where they're at today. Why? Because they decided to try it again. I said they decided to try it again. Glory to God. How many of you know Dr. Seuss? I know us that's got kids, we know them Dr. Seuss books. They say that he was rejected 23 times by 23 publishers. Come on now. Before the 24th one decided to take his books on. My Lord, I believe Mr. Seuss just couldn't figure out the hint. He thought he had something. I said he felt like he had something, Brother Jamie. That's when the first one he had to sit back, he went to the next one. He had another setback, Brother Teddy, went to another one. My God, 23 times, it looks like he got the picture. You ain't got nothing. But he said, I believe I got something. Hey, come on now. I'm telling you this morning, you ain't got nothing right now, but you can have something. I said, you ain't got nothing now, but you can have the Spirit of God. You can have the joy of God. 23 times he was rejected. He had a setback. But Brother Rodney said, I'll go one more time. I'm going to go one more time, Brother Monty. I'm going to call that 24th one. I'm going to let him look at it. And my God, it paid off. I said it paid off. My God, you may have prayed once and you didn't get back. You may have prayed again and you got set back. What could I tell you? I pray one more time. I said pray again. It'll be worth it. But I can see Samson as he prayed day after day, night after night. Oh God, I believe he was repenting. I know I've done wrong. I know it's my fault. But God, can I feel your Spirit one more time? That was the most precious thing in his life now, was the Spirit of God. Can I tell you, it's the most precious thing in an individual's life. If you die without it, you'll spend eternity in hell. Come on now. I said, if you die without the Spirit of God inside of you, you'll spend eternity in hell. But why would we go to hell this morning when we got a God that's offering to restore you? When we got a God that's willing to put His Spirit in you, wash you of your sins? You say, preacher, you don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been. My God, He knows where you've been. He knows what you've done. But I believe He dealt with me that last night, this morning, to tell you, you can come back. I said, you can come back. You can be restored this morning, but you're going to have to rise up. I said, you're going to have to rise up and come and ask Him and repent and let Him do the works all over again. But I can see Samson as they led him out to make sport of him. And I could just imagine he'd been praying. He'd been seeking the Lord. You know, a lot of backsliders pray at home. A lot of backsliders pray going down the road. Brother Sarge, I believe a lot of them's praying, don't let me go to hell today.
because I really want to come back. I really miss what I had. I really miss the fellowship that I once had with God's children. I really miss feeling this presence. God, don't let me go to hell today. Keep me safe. Well, I want to come back. I want to come back. Then you come to the house of God and that devil talks you out of it and you leave again. But can I tell you this morning, please don't leave this morning. Please don't leave today. There may not ever be another chance, another opportunity. But I'm telling you, I believe Samson rose up that day. They took him out. He'd been a praying. I just can't help it. He just reached up and rubbed his head. Hey, there was something there that hadn't been there in a while. I said, I believe there was something there that hadn't been there in a while, Brother Jay. He felt that hair begin to grow. I said he felt that hair begin to grow. And I believe he said, I got to come back. Come on now. Hey, something that was there that was gone, but now it's here again. It's my indication. My God's heard my prayer. My God's working in my behalf. My God, he said, Lord, and let me be your spirit one more time. My God, he killed more at his death than all his days of his life. Your latter days can be your best. I said, your latter days can be your best. Yes, sir. You've went from better to worse. I said, you went from knowing the love of God to being separated from God. But can I tell you, you can come back this morning. I thought that first song this morning, Amazing Grace. He just got a hold of me, Brother Mike. Tears began to flow down my face, Brother Decker. Oh, what is that amazing grace? That unmerited favor of God was wanting to extend mercy to somebody that's been set back, to somebody that's been backslid, at somebody that's walking without God this morning. That amazing grace is being reached out, Brother Joseph. It reached out the other night for you. It's a reaching out for somebody else this morning. But you know what you got to do? You got to do like Brother Joseph done. Hey, he come on now. He made his comeback. He said, I don't want to stay where I'm at any longer. I've been set back long enough. I've been wallowing here long enough. My God, I want to feel the joy again. I want to feel the spirit again. Can I tell you, you can come back this morning. Stand with me all over the house. He said, rejoice not against me, oh mine enemy. Hell still laughing at you this morning. I said, hell's still laughing at you this morning. But heaven's still pulling for you. He said, oh, my enemy, when I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, that's where you're at this morning. You're in darkness. You're in a spiritual darkness. The Lord shall be a light unto me. Because I'm getting up. I'm coming back. He shined the light back for me this morning. Come on back home. You've been gone long enough. I said, you've been gone long enough. You can come home. Would you just take one moment and think about what you used to have? What you used to feel? What you used to enjoy? This morning, it isn't there. I said, it isn't there. Him this morning. All you got to do is come down here and find you a place at this altar. Say, Lord, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. Would you pray this morning? You may have had a setback. You may have went from better to worse. But you can come back this morning. I said, you can come back this morning to enjoy the previous status, what you once had. Would you pray this morning? Would you pray? Would you pray, everyone that will?